Willkommen bei Super Science Me. Das ist eine Mini-Episode und zwar über das von Super Science Me heißgeliebte Bread and Puppet Theater. Das Bread and Puppet Theater, ein anarchistisches linkes Puppentheater aus dem amerikanischen Vermont, war in Österreich und zwar in Graz beim steirischen Herbst. Dort habe ich sie auf der Straße performen sehen und ein paar Snippets mitgenommen, die ich mir erlaube, hier eingangs zu spielen. Dann gibt es quasi einen Retweet aus dem Archiv. Die Bread and Puppets waren vergangenes Jahr einmal in Wien und haben in der Kriau ein paar Cantastorias gespielt. Cantastoria, das ist im Hauptrepertoire der Bread and Puppets immer enthalten. Und zwar handelt es sich dabei um eine Theatererzählform, wo eine Art riesiges Buch vor dem Publikum umgeblättert wird und daraus erzählt, musiziert und gesungen wird. Und als die Bread and Puppets in Wien waren und hier schon mal performt haben letztes Jahr, habe ich sie getroffen und mit ihnen ein Interview gemacht. Und das lief auf Radio Orange als ein O94 Kulturspezial und wird jetzt hier als Podcast nochmal ausgespielt. Ihr hört also Ausschnitte aus dem heurigen steirischen Herbst, wo ich ein paar Mitschnitte gemacht habe von der Street Parade, nur ganz kurz. Und dann hört ihr ein 15-Minuten-Feature über Bread and Puppet. Und zwar hört ihr da Auszüge aus der Performance, ihrer Performance, die sie in Wien gespielt haben, ein Interview und auch Auszüge aus Texten von Bread and Puppet Theater Begründer und noch immer Leiter Peter Schumann. Viel Spaß!
And now we begin our insurrection mass in the presence of the Graf Hauptbahnhof and the Onin Passage.
Wir werden nun mit unserer Aufstandsmesse beginnen, in Anwesenheit des Hauptbahnhofs und der Onin Passage.
This is the god of paper mache, the preferred material for building gods.
Das ist der Gott des Papiermache, dem bevorzugten Material, um Götter zu machen.
And this is the god of the day, the god of insurrection, who urgently points out the need for insurrection.
Und das ist der Gott des Tages, der Gott des Aufstandes, der auf die dringende Notwendigkeit hinweist zum Aufstand.
And now, with the help of the ancient possibilitarian tree deity, we will leave this current hell at home in search of the thousand alternatives to no alternative capitalism.
Und jetzt werden wir mit Hilfe der alten Baumgottheit der Möglichkeiten diese aktuelle Hölle zu Hause verlassen, auf der Suche nach den tausend Möglichkeiten zum alternativlosen Kapitalismus.
Is an itinerant insurrection mass.
Ist eine mobile Aufstandsmasse.
A celebration of all the unsung insurrectionists everywhere.
Eine Feier der unbesungenen Siege von Aufständlern überall in der Welt. Faschismus!
Nationalism!
Nationalismus!
And anti-immigrationism!
Und Anti-Immigrantentum!
Thank you.
Willkommen zu einem O94 Kulturspezial auf Radio Orange. This 15-minute special broadcast is entitled Papier-Mâché and Bread Against Capitalism and is dedicated to the Bread and Puppet Theater. We will drink some tea with Amelia, Esteli, Joe and Josh, the four bread and puppeteers who currently tour through Europe.
Post-apocalypse!
We will hear some parts of the show they played in Vienna.
The employment and dance of dolls.
And we will hear texts by the founder and director of the Bread and Puppet Theater, Peter Schumann, read by Ross Lipton.
We are the Bread and Puppet Theater, which is a 54-year-old political puppet theater from Vermont, United States.
Founded in 1963, Bread and Puppet is one of the oldest political non-profit theater companies in the US, based in the middle of the forest in Glover, Vermont, where also most of the Bread and Puppeteers live. What do they like about living and working at Bread and Puppets?
Yeah, that it's anti-capitalist, and we can both make anti-capitalist work and sort of live in an anti-capitalist way, not 100%, but I think more so than a more normally style life.
The chance to work with lots of people and perform with dozens and hundreds of people at times is something that really attracts me to Bread and Puppet, and creating simple ways to shape large groups of people is very interesting.
Each summer, there's a huge circus at Bread and Puppets on the plains and the forest, as well as in a papier-mâché cathedral in Vermont. In this period, many, many people come to help and participate in the shows, as well as to learn the Bread and Puppet style and language.
Sky, earth, peace, yes, birth, life, fire, and what, or, end, basic, riot, we, bye-bye, leaves, riot, water, awake,
how do you feel about the development of the pieces? As you also said, also this idea of creating theater with a lot of people. So when you come there, a lot of material already exists. Mm-hmm. So it's a balance between taking what already exists, but also you can make it your own or create things. How does it work for you?
I really enjoy it. The show continues to evolve, and we never say, oh, we found it, there's the show, now just keep doing that. You know, we find some shape, then we change it, and it's something else, then we change it, and it's something else. I personally love that part of Bread and Puppet, the never finishedness of it, you know.
I think, seeing the way shows evolve over the years, and then even, letting a couple years go by, a really big show that we did is called Shatter of Worlds, and it was, black and white, and mostly kind of not a lot of text. And we did maybe, five different versions, it kept kind of evolving on itself over, 2.5 or 3 years. And it just got, cooler and cooler. And even maybe at the time it didn't feel that cool, but now when I look back on it, it's, such an epic thing to have gotten to be involved with, all five different crazy versions of the show. And other shows, have also, I've, watched them do that over the years, and it's really neat to, get to know something really well and then continually reinvent it, you know, so.
The Radicality of the Puppet Theater by Peter Schumann, 1990. Puppet Theater, the employment and dance of dolls, effigies, and puppets, is historically obscure and unable to shake off its ties to shamanistic healing and other inherently strange and hard-to-prove social services. It is also, by definition of its most persuasive characteristics, an anarchic art, subversive and untamable by nature. An art which is easier researched in police records than in theater chronicles. An art which by fate and spirit does not aspire to represent governments or civilizations. The radicality of the puppet theater includes a redefinition of language as not merely a tool of convenient communication. In puppet language, words sing and stutter in the mouths of singers and stutterers who are especially equipped for this task, whose vocabulary is not academically learned or extracted from everyday uses of language. In the puppet theater, words are attached to faces which don't move externally, but are all the more obviously able to produce meaning. The radicality of the puppet theater derives from the definition of puppet theater as applied and socially embedded sculpture. In the puppet theater, sculpture serves a quasi-narrative purpose. If narration is understood as the revelation of an inner world, and if we allow the possibility that the narration hinges on and is inspired by sculpture. Puppetry is conceptual sculpture, cheap, true to its popular origins, uninvited by the powers that be, its feet in the mud, economically on the fringe of existence, technically a collage art, combining paper, rags, and scraps of wood into kinetic two- and three-dimensional bodies.
There's also characters and puppets that are used over and over again in the shows, and it's cool to see them, to see different things happen with them, and I think it adds, for an observer who's seen previous shows with these characters each time, it's interesting to see how their roles shift.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's almost like Commedia, the way that, like, every puppet has its own archetypical niche, but I think, like, unlike Commedia, it's easier to, like, go against character or whatever, like, to switch it, and sometimes we don't do that for a really long time, and then Peter will be like, now do it like this, or sometimes just an apprentice will come who has no idea what our sort of, like, archetypical language that we've built up is, and they'll just do something totally different, and it'll be cool, so... It's nice to have, like, a framework to go from, like, okay, this is how you'd be a sheep or whatever in the Bread and Puppet style, but okay, but what if you, you know, twist your legs up all weird and, like, make it some other thing, you know, like, you know, it's all possible. It's the magic of puppetry.
In Vienna, Bread and Puppet showed 5 cantastorias. Cantastoria is Italian and literally translated means sung story. The Bread and Puppeteers perform with and around impressively painted banners.
When you try to explain it to someone, it sounds really dumb. You're like, ah, oh, it's these, like, painted images on a sheet, and then we, like, perform, and people are like, okay. But they can be so different and so cool, and I, like, actually really enjoy that as a form of performance, so.
So you will bake tonight, right? For the show tomorrow. Can you say a little bit about the bread?
We're Bread and Puppet because we think that art and food are both necessary to human life and should be available in sufficient quantity and variety for people, regardless of their ability to pay for them.
Bread, Peter Schumann, 1984. To inject bread baking into art production seemed like a healthy thing to do. Not only a revenge for the fun of nonsense making, but an inspiration for the bread baker as well. All art is faced with starving children and apocalyptic politics. All art is ashamed, angry, and desolate because of its impotence in the face of reality. The great Holy Spirit in it, yes, but the great Holy Spirit does not decorate leisure time. The normal manifestations and practical applications of the great Holy Spirit in art are hopelessly trivial. The search for what art is good for continues. To put Bread and Puppets together in 1963 seemed like a correct first step in the fight for the immediate elimination of all evil.
An important weapon in this fight against all evil in the Bread and Puppet universe is aioli, a bread spread made of garlic, parsley, olive oil and salt.
What is your interpretation of the aioli?
It's a delicious thing to put on the bread. It's a metaphor for good tasting sauces. And it's a, I kind of see it as like a parable to like the taste of garlic. Amelia, do you have anything to add?
It also is like a punch in the face that says, wake up.
There you go, a punch in the face that says, wake up. And it keeps you healthy. Raw garlic, people.
The Why Cheap Art Manifesto. People have been thinking too long that art is a privilege of the museums and the rich. Art is not business. It does not belong to banks and fancy investors. Art is food. You can eat it, but it feeds you. Art has to be cheap and available to everybody. It needs to be everywhere because it is inside of the world. Art is like good bread. Art is like green trees. Art is like white clouds in the sky. Art is cheap. Hooray!
The smell of the garlic, you know, is like really mixed in with the whole experience of like living this life and working this job, you know.
And if the bread is representative of like the substance of and the primal need of that people have to experience art in their lives, yeah, the garlic is the punch in the face and the unexpectedness of Bread and Puppet and the flavor that you weren't expecting and then didn't realize you really wanted.
What's the parsley?
The parsley is the old moldy clothes that are our costumes.
And the salt?
The salt is the dirt of the dirt floor cathedral.
Not the back tears home, that we
and the
shed.
Tears that we shed for the characters in our shows.
To break bread together with the audience sort of makes the show into a different kind of collective experience than it would be if everybody just parted ways after having experienced something with their eyes.
We ready-made idiots of the system are used and discarded till our possibilitarian potentials take possession of us.
We have a little bit of a delicate political situation in the United States right now. We had some interesting elections in the last year, some surprise victories. So Bread and Puppet Theater felt the need this summer to create a new political party. It is a party called the Possibilitarian Party, a party of people who believe in what is possible. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Possibilitarian Arsenal,
the meaning of the moon and stars. The meaning of the moon and stars.
Is stop the bullshit.
Is stop the bullshit.
Stop the wars.
Stop the wars.
Politics must abandon their traditional war and weapons preoccupations and make the severe health issues of our one and only Mother Earth and her Earthlings their primary concern.
On Radio Orange 94.0, you heard a O94 Kulturspezial on the Bread and Puppet Theater by Julia Grillmeier.
Please remember Tata, which means there are 1,000 alternatives.
Das war eine Super Science Me Mini-Episode über das Bread and Puppet Theater. Super Science Me gibt's wie immer jeden zweiten Dienstag im Monat auf Radio Orange 94.0 und hier in eurem Podcast-Feed. Julia Grillmeier sagt, bis bald. Super Science Me.